I've got about 10 seconds to tell you how to get 2-for-1 tickets for top draw comedy nights near you, thanks to our friends at the TV channel Dave at absoluteradio.co.uk. Also, I've got to tell you about how you can win prizes while you're there too. I've run out of time though.
Frank Skinner, Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. I'm with Emily Dean and Alan Cochran. Two people who often accompany me on this short journey on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
And hopefully we're with you at home. Oh, yes. Always an exciting moment when the clocks go back.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Clocks go back tonight.
Oh, tonight.
I think it's a little bit H.G. Wells, it always feels to me. I feel when the clocks go back, I like to actually stay up for them to go back, so I feel, whoa. Mm. Yeah, see if the, you know, check the tea, see if it suddenly got hot again. And all that.
It's weird, though, isn't it? It sort of highlights how time itself is just a theory, isn't it? It's like a... Is it a quantitative theory? No, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
That's this morning's texting. What is time?
Is but it's weird, isn't it? Quantitative theory?
Oh, it's a relative concept. That's
oh, you are. Anyway, yes, you're quite right. It is...
We've had a text in already, Frank.
Oh, good one. No. On 8.12.15?
Yes. This is from Ian in Leamington Spa. I think he might be one of my regulars.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can almost see the wrought iron Regency fencing around his home.
Dear Mr. Radio, Gemily, that's gorgeous, Emily.
No,
his words, not mine. And the Cockerel. Last week, a listener noted how great it would be if BFM, that's Britain's Fattest Man, was followed around by a tuba player. I think this was on the midweek podcast.
You've got to imagine him...
Bing Crosby's walked into the studio.
Now, you've got to be BFM on the mobility scooter going down to the pie shop. The upper arms leaving two trails in the dust either side.
Have we explained who the BFM is?
It's Britain's Fattest Man.
Everyone knows who he is. He needs no introduction.
Well,
Ian has a question. What instrument would the three of you like to have following you round and being played?
Ooh, it's a good opener.
Mm.
I think I'd go for the theremin.
Oh, would you?
Because it gives me a sort of sci-fi feel. Oh, it's Frank Skinner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
I'd probably just have a solitary... Is it the trumpet that does the Hovis song?
Yeah, you need... you need Brighouse and Rastrick Band.
Absolutely.
It could be a bit... Have you ever heard that album? Ross Noble gave me an album called... Acid Brass, and it was kind of a
was
brass
it 1992?
Band. It was. Yeah. It was around that era. Yeah,
but Frank, I think I'd have an accordion accompanying me.
What, French style or folky or Irish show
very
band?
Very French, very Backstreets of Paris.
Oh, I think I have a rough idea of the kind of thing you mean.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the sheep one.
And you've got the stripy jumper this morning as well for the whole thing. And I think I can smell onions.
No, that's alcohol.
Oh, no. Anyway, so I had a bit of a turnaround this week. I was actually a guest on Absolute Radio rather than the mine host role.
Wow.
In fact, I sat in your very chair, Alan.
This room?
Yeah, I'd been doing the interview for about 3 minutes before I realised I was in the studio we're normally in. Which is, it was quite early in the morning. But also, sitting there is very different. You can see all the world outside and everything.
Yeah.
See, I sit with my back to the street, I might tell everyone, in sort of like Wild Bill Hickok did when he was shot dead. And I remember he sat with his back to the swinging doors in the saloon, and someone came in and luckily the card hand he was holding was a losing hand, now known as a dead man's hand. Actually, I can't remember what the actual cards were. Anyway, a little bit of Wild Bill Hickok fact file.
So this was on the OC show that you were on.
Yes, right? Christian O'Connell's show, and I always do. If ever I do a radio show in the morning interview, I always like to listen to the show on the way in, because then you feel, you can back reference and...
Good tip for budding radio guests.
Yeah, it is. Always listen to the show on the way in.
Yeah.
And obviously we used to have guests on this show, but I got fed up of it.
think he's joking?
Yeah, we stopped doing that. Yeah, it was all. It was like being at a fun teenage party, and suddenly your parents came home early. Of course, there have been exceptions. We've had some guests that were so funny they became regular presenters, naming no names.
Oh.
But on the way in, I had this. I was in a cab, and I said to the guy, "Could you put Absolute Radio on?" Because I said I'm doing a radio show on Absolute. I'm about to be interviewed on Absolute Radio, so I'd like to sort of get into what they're talking about. He said, "What radio?" I thought, well, that's already a blow to the ego. I said, Absolute Radio? And he said, hold on a minute. And he started flicking. He said, what? He said, what frequency is he?
Oh.
Do you know? Exactly. I've no idea what frequency is. You just press the button. So, like I ever listen to anything else, so I need to know what frequency is. Yes. Anyway, he was driving with steering with one hand, and his other hand was frantically going at the radio, and I started to think, oh, we're going to perish here. We are going to perish. I'm going to be lying in the wreckage of this car, and the two sounds I'm going to die listening to is oxyacetylene equipment, police shouting, you'll be all right in a mini, and Christian O'Connell slagging me off for not turning up. It was really... Eventually, this bloke said... I said, the thing is, it'd really be good if you could find it, because I'm going to be on it in a minute. And he said, will Heart do? Well, how could it? Well, that's going to help me in what way? Give me a general commercial radio feel. Pathetic.
Absolute Radio. Frank Skinner.
Well, there's an absolute panic gone off now because the producer's running around trying to find out what frequency Absolute Radio. I don't like the fact that we're on it and we don't know what it is.
It's a very...
Because if we suddenly fell off it, like in the time-space continuum, we wouldn't be able to find our way back. We'd be floating forever.
We found the frequency, though, didn't we?
Did we?
Apparently, yes. I think the producer did. After extensive Googling, I might add...
Someone texted in to say that we're only on digital radio, yes. which is a goddamn lie!
That was 158.
Yeah, 158. Wrong.
158. What is big, that one with the moustaches wrong. And the running gear? Anyway.
Well, Frank, I know that you were on the OC this week. Do you know how I know that?
I don't know how that got out. He's only wearing a singlet.
Do you know how I know
Do you know he
that?
Does the show in just a singlet?
He doesn't.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, quite long, to be fair.
I like a nighty version of
knee length.
Oh, nice.
Because I had the most horrific moment, and it concerned you and the OC.
Oh, okay.
I woke up about 7:15. I'm no lie bed.
What day was I on?
Must have been a Thursday.
That's right. Yeah.
And I did that thing where my alarm went off on my phone, and I was half asleep, and I went to turn it off, and then my Twitter. You know, I'm a fan of Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So a tweet came up. The most recent tweet I had came up.
I'm going to cough. It's very unprofessional, but I'm going to cough. Keep talking.
Okay. And the tweet that I got... Oh, terrible Victorian asylum.
That spittoon's coming handy, hasn't
he? He's not got long, Doctor. So a tweet came up which said, Frank Skinner will be live on Absolute from 8 a.m. Oh. And I was half asleep. I nearly ended my life. I felt absolutely sick.
It was Saturday morning.
Yes, I did. I staggered. I put my robe on. I staggered into the bathroom. I was like hyperventilating. I thought, what am I going to do?
Was your mind running through all the sort of possible excuses? What am I going to do? I'm going to need a cab. What am I going to wear?
Can I go in just in a robe?
Yeah. If the OC can wear a singlet, surely I can go in this. You could have turned up in your PJs.
Well, it felt like about 2 hours. It was probably only about 20 seconds, but it felt like about 2 hours. It was so horrific.
So many women have said that to me. Well, it gets the blood flowing, though, something like that first thing in the morning.
I felt very relieved when I realised it was the OC.
It's a great wake-up call.
Mm.
It's like losing a wallet and then realising, I don't have to cancel all those cards. It's actually in my jacket pocket.
Well, that's great. Finding the wallet you thought you'd lost is one of the best things ever.
It is. It's almost worth the loss.
Oh, it's worth that 20 seconds of, I definitely had it in this pocket, and then find, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I sometimes stage it.
Do you?
Just for myself. I'm able to just blank out the staging element just for the thrill of, I've got it. Oh, God, I've got it. Thank God.
Yeah, so if you can willingly suspend your disbelief for theatre, then you can for your own.
You can for a staged wallet loss. Why not?
What else happened round at the OC's, Gaff?
Well, I mean, the one odd thing that happened is I first of all, when I arrived at Absolute, I thought, is it all right to use my dibber to get in? Because I'm a guest rather than a host. I feel like some sort of burglar. Anyway, I got in, I sat in reception, which I don't normally do, and a great amount of fruit arrived. I mean, about 9 crates of fruit.
Wow.
Arrived. And I thought, is there an absolute elephant that's kept?
The weekdays.
Yeah.
The weekday elephant.
I take a home weekend.
Yeah. Oh, the OC likes an umbongo smoothie.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I asked someone, I said, is there a circus in town? And he said, one of the great things about working at Absolute is they're getting a lot of fruit for the staff.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
It's not none left at the weekends. But what a fabulous policy.
There's not.
I reckon there's a deal with the local market, you know. When it's. Don't throw it away. Mm. We'll have it. Anyway, so yeah, I was very. Abs-a-fruit radio, I call it. I say, abs-a-fruit radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The old vitamin C. I call it. Sorry, I'm dragging away. Anyway,
so you enjoyed your time with him?
I did. He did do that thing that he always does to me at the OC, is he brought up the letter.
The letter?
Oh, yeah. I know about that. Don't you know about the letter?
What happened was he was an aspiring stand-up comedian. He sent me a letter asking for advice and help.
Oh, did he?
To which I never replied.
Oh.
And
he hasn't moved on.
No,
he
hasn't moved on. I always say, I'm sure, you know, I use it. Perhaps it didn't turn up, but he's still beating away at it.
Right.
Every time. And I feel bad about it.
Just write back to him and blame a postal strike.
That's a good idea. if I can get back into an early 90s mode, if I can develop a youthful vigour to my handwriting again. Rob Brydon did the same thing to me, got me on his show and then said to me, because you're a nicer bloke nowadays. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I spoke to you in a green room like 22 years ago and you more or less ignored me. Blimey.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's no need for it, is there? You know what they say? Be nice to people on the way up because you might meet them at Sky.
Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner.
So, great news. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Reach is flat.
What?
Yeah.
Reach
is flat. I mean, I was... was I relieved to hear that?
That sounds like Beecher's Brook.
Yeah,
Reach is flat?
When I arrived at Absolute the other day, I saw one of the bosses here. And he said it's the radios today.
Oh.
Which is when they announced, like, the various ratings on radio. It's a big deal in radio.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard anything.
I said, any news? Well, exactly, I thought. Is anyone listening to us? Yeah. He said, Reach is flat. I said, oh, no.
Reach is flat.
I said, how did that happen? He said, no, it's good news. Oh, brilliant. it means...
Flat is never good news in my book.
Well, exactly. Where did
I have to say, I've never seen the producer more amused by a conversation.
Well, it's a very radio joke.
It's a really
she likes
radio
an in-radio joke.
Yeah, apparently reach is how many people you reach. And if it's flat, it means it's neither gone up or down, so it's stabilised.
Oh, like it's flatlined. That doesn't sound good.
No, not flatlined. Oh, flat okay. As in it's stabilised.
Surely reaches up is better than reaches flat.
Well, yeah, but we didn't get reaches up. We only got reaches flat. Oh, Rome wasn't built in a day, nor was it flattened. Actually, could have been flattened in a day.
Yeah.
It's not flattened. The building's still standing. I've seen them.
We've also had a text in Yvette from West Brom.
Oh, yeah.
Frank,
is she on the ghost hunt? Is it that one?
You've admitted to a dislike of Bob Geldof because he wouldn't say please when wanting some popcorn from you. Something that happened a long time ago.
That's a good point. Yeah. I wouldn't say dislike. Let's call it loathing. also, to be fair,
he fed the world.
Did he?
Fine.
And he didn't say please.
I noticed he didn't send him any popcorn. That was all kept at his house. But anyway, but I've apologised to the OC about the letter that was never. You know, if Bob Geldof came up to me and said, oh, sorry, Frank, popcorn. You know, I could think about it. But, he, you know, instead he remained sneering.
So So does the OC just call himself the OC and everyone goes along with it?
Yeah.
Just the OC, he's
doesn't
the
act
OC.
Like it's an absurd concept.
You got a problem with it?
Well, his surname's O'Connell. Does that make me the C? I don't know if I like that.
Well, that's a matter of the debate.
Now, you're the cockroach, so you've got, you know, you call yourself the cockroach, everyone's got along with it.
Well, I haven't called myself. You called
definitely
me.
Are. I didn't call you. It was a text from a listener.
Oh, was it?
Oh, laying on. Everything's laying on me just slightly. What's going on?
You two, stop it.
I'm sure it wasn't me that called myself it.
I need to talk to you both.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's nothing that bad. But I have had one of my unfortunate incidents.
Oh, okay. Can we get a cloth?
Yes. I was at my sister's house. And a friend of hers was there. Now, I've known this girl, I'd say, 8 to 10 year stretch, at least.
Right.
I don't know her well, but, you know, she pops in and out of my life occasionally.
What's her context? Is she a neighbour of your sister or something of that
nature? I think it's child-based friendship. You have children, you get friendly with people because they've
baby
got
friends.
Children.
Oh, okay. Baby friends.
Not okay. Because you have similar interests.
Absolutely nothing else in common except babies. Yeah. Baby friends.
They talk about nappies a lot.
Do they?
Anyway, so
what happened to the old-fashioned nappies that used to wash?
Oh, with the safety pins?
Yeah.
They got dirty.
They had a sort of punk feel to them.
They're still,
it's all gone now. Teddy bears at the front, I mean. Mm-hmm. Who cares about where the teddy bears are? And don't leave them in the gutter. That's not right. Carry on.
So I'm talking to this individual. You can tell I don't. I've gone off her because I'm saying individual. Yes.
There's a frostiness there.
There's a foie dieu.
A what?
A foie dieu.
There is.
I said,
foie dieu, the snowman. It's very nutty guy.
She's talking. She says, oh, well, yeah, it's been a nightmare trying to sort out childcare. I mean, sorry, I've forgotten your name.
What?
I said, it's the same it's been for the last 10 years.
You didn't
Emily,
say that,
I did.
You?
I did.
Oh, good on you.
It got ugly. It
did
got
it?
Very ugly, yeah. But I did think, Frank, so I couldn't look at her in the same way again after that. I'm sorry.
Why look at her at all after that?
Yeah. Cut her
don't
out your
forget
life.
My name.
Why do people get so touchy about their names?
Oh, I really do.
Oh, well, I got touchy this week in Hull. I did the Hull.
You got touchy in Hull.
I did the Hull Comedy Festival. They've got a backdrop with all the comedians' names on it, and mine is spelled Alan Contrain. C-O-N. It's not even a misspelling that happens. Like, I could understand A-I-N-E, but C-O-N. Nobody's called Contrain in the history of the world.
Did they get Alan with a U? Did they get that bit right?
They got that bit right. The difficult part.
That's the tricky bit.
But, you know, they could have Googled me.
So they got over Alan with a U. They got complacent.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Infuriating.
It's just a horrible feeling. When someone forgets your name, it makes me feel very inconsequential and overlooked.
I
don't like that feeling.
I agree, Sarah. Sorry, Emily.
My problem is when I first meet someone, I'd say I tune in about 25 seconds into what they're telling me.
They're like our listeners.
It's a bit... Well, that's it. You see, this is my point. Is what it needs is a kind of a DJ opening, you know? coming up, my name and... what I do for a living, and then I'd be ready for it. But they say, oh, I'm some sort of a... And I'd be, oh, yeah, OK. And then I think, I didn't hear any of that.
Mm.
I was concentrating on the handshake and what you look like.
Mm.
And now, you know, Bob Monkhouse once said to me, don't do anything funny at the beginning of your act, because the audience like to spend the first couple of minutes just looking at your suit. It's a great piece of advice. Yes, I've worked with them all. Yeah, so I need to start concentrating early on. I came
on
up with a series of tricks to remember people's names,
oh,
but you have to be careful.
I've heard about the tricks. There's a lot of tricks.
Yeah,
I knew
a
woman called Val,
mm-hmm.
and she was an ugly woman, I must say.
Val's off and all.
Yeah, and she was a very ugly woman. And I used to, in order to remember her name...
Why have you got your hand up your hoodie? Take it out.
Sorry. And in order to remember her name, I used to think Valhalla, which is obviously a form of hell.
Frank, it could have been worse. You could have gone Dunican.
I could have gone Dunican. I didn't go Dunican, but I didn't know that well.
Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner.
Hey, this is Absolute Radio on 105.8 FM and 12:15 AM.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. What was we saying about names? And oh yeah,
that someone forgot
people's...
mine.
Oh yeah. See, the thing is to connect it with a visual image.
Oh, people say this all the time, and then they always pick a really convenient example, like if you meet someone called Stephen Lighthouse, just picture his face in a...
Yeah, well...
You go, well, I'm not trapped in a Dickens novel. It's not like that in real life.
In a way, we're all trapped in a Dickens novel. He said that with a grin which agitated his countenance from one auricular organ to the other.
Oh.
It's from Pickwick Papers. Yeah, see, with Emily, I would think of her in a...
Oh, no.
How can I put this? In a physical clinch with Bagpuss.
Oh!
Because Bagpuss always used to... It would be a line where it said, but Emily loved him.
Oh.
Right, of Bagpuss. So I'd think of them in an act of love. And then I'd always remember Emily.
Fine.
I might occasionally call her Bagpuss. It's not foolproof. But,
I sometimes... I'll mumble a name if I half hear it. Have you done that?
Oh.
You've really got to style that one out.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get away with mumbling.
No, I've done it. This is John.
I won't sacrifice enunciation, even for other people's feelings. And that's final.
Have you done that thing where you hang around that with a person...
Bruce Forthright, they call me.
Bruce Forthright.
Yeah.
Have you done that thing where you think you know a person's name but you're not confident enough in it, so you stand there in a long conversation with a group of people waiting for somebody to use that person's name and you just think, is no one going to say Emily or whatever?
Well, the nightmare is when you're with someone and then the person whose name you don't know comes over and there's no you can't do the introduction.
Yes, you can. I did it last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I was with my friend Polly. I didn't know this guy's name. And I said, you know Polly, don't you?
Good.
And then I've dispensed with it. It's not my responsibility anymore.
Washed your hands of it.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work if I'm with someone who isn't called Polly. No.
Also, Frank Pepper, your conversation with darlings a lot. That's what I do.
It's
very Craig Revel Hall.
Yeah, it works all right with you. I don't know if people will take a darling from me.
No, or me.
Me. I was in the BBC the other night and with my manager and... he was wearing a laminate, you know, with his name on and stuff, so he can get into the BBC.
Just the badge, not an entire laminate, like a body laminate.
No, not a body. Is there such a thing as a body laminate? Let's hope not. But he had a thing with his name on. And we were with Chico, you know, from X Factor. And he grabbed my manager's laminate to read who he was before he even spoke to him. I mean, that's a bit rude.
Yeah.
But that's it with Chico. I sometimes wonder if it's still his time.
Yeah.
Or if his time has passed.
Have you got a system for memorising Chico's name?
Well, I would do, but I don't have a watch at the moment because the strap broke on my watch. Without the time hint.
Frank, we've had a text in. Mm-hmm. Excellent George Formby programme. Oh, I love George. I know we're not allowed to praise young things, but
I
loved it. No, but I'm just putting it out there. I loved it.
That's nice.
Was singing along, much to the consternation of my wife.
My wife!
Yeah. By the way, was some of the filming done in your bedroom?
It was done in a bedroom, let's put it that way.
Mm. Oh, God.
But they said, can we... Because I said, you know, I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning... on the internet, and they said, yes, but let's not. And I said, no, looking at ukulele DVD videos. And so we simulated that. We hired a bedroom, a squalid bedroom for me to sit in. I say squalid, if you're the man whose bedroom it was, I think it was made deliberately squalid. Not squalid, but pokey. Mm. And yeah, because I get a lot of... I've learnt a lot of my ukuleleing from people on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to learn how to play Formby style, again, just look it up, Formby style ukulele, and there it all is.
Great.
It's a whole lifestyle just sitting there waiting. That's what I'm saying.
Frank Skinner. Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
I thought I'd just flag up something that I've seen this week. I don't know if you're aware. I know you guys are big reality TV fans, because last week...
Don't say it with that sort of disapproval.
I can't help it, because last week when we were in, there must have been an hour and a half of conversations about the X Factor off air, and I felt a little bit lost.
But what I don't like, I don't mind people not knowing about the X Factor, but it's when they don't know about it with a superior air. I haven't been watching the X Factor, actually, in a sort of I'm superior to
that's
you
not
and
what
I won't
I'm
have
doing.
It
It's not what I'm doing. I'm still on the comedy circuit. I do Saturday nights, don't I?
Have you not got Sky Plus?
I've got Sky Plus, but to be honest...
Well, that is wantonly avoiding it if you've got
Sky
Plus.
It is, yeah, yeah.
You've only got a press series link and it's there forever.
But I'll tell you why I am wantonly avoiding it, because every time I see a little bit of it, it feels really emotionally manipulative. Like, I feel like...
Oh, I'm sorry, have you not met me?
I'm being forced to care. If I wanted to be emotionally manipulated, I'd have just selected a life partner slightly less well. That's the way I just had. Huh? I'd have a more combative relationship.
That's as you've got a happy and content relationship, you need a bit of extra from X Factor.
A frisson. Do you think I need a frisson?
I think you need a frisson. I was often thinking that. I find your hair very flat.
It is, yeah, yeah. you know, somebody once said to me, you should blow dry.
It just needs lifting a little.
It does. Well, it's the headphones on a Saturday.
That's what you said about my jawline the other day.
Yeah, I met with a right uppercut.
Anyway, here's a reality show that I am interested in, not least because of the title.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate Scousewives. I just think it's a funny pun.
Again,
away.
A TV show that's been commissioned because of the pun.
It is exactly that, isn't
it? It's very Only Fools on Horses.
Only Fools? Was that one?
Yes, it was.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I like the idea
but commissioned solely for that reason.
About a group of people from Yorkshire taking ecstasy called E by Gum. There you go. That's probably going to get going.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
No,
Brummy Mummies you could have. It's about like young moms from Birmingham.
That is my favourite show already, and they haven't even made it.
Yeah. I think that could get made.
Brummy Mummies, Frank.
Maybe I can think of a show set in Bakewell.
Frank!
What?
I'm not available for those filming dates, I'm sorry.
Okay. Or very successful Call Girls. Powerhouse.
Powerhouse! Great!
See, all those will just be commissioned because people think we got the title. Yeah. The rest is basic.
I'd like Yorkshire Dales, where Dale Winton attempts to meet, in the manner of Dave Gorman,
I'll meet other Dales.
Everyone called Dale.
Be great. In Yorkshire.
Yeah.
All right.
No, specifically in the Yorkshire area.
Or perhaps you could have one with him and Katie Hill, the former Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah.
Sort of being free and easy in the area with the locals. And it'd be called Uphill and Down Dale. Anyway, yes,
I had
a reality TV moment this week.
Oh, did you?
My girlfriend Twitter searches me. I never look on the internet because you'll only find terrible things.
Mm.
And I think this is. She says, "I'll only ever tell you if it's a nice thing." And I said, "No, I don't want to know at all." She said, "No, I'll always tell you if someone's saying something nice about you." So I felt she slightly bent the rules this week when she said there's a lot of things on Twitter about Johnny from X Factor. I don't know if you're aware of Johnny. He's a sort of very camp, very thin man. That Johnny from X Factor looks like Frank Skinner with a serious illness. Now, I don't know if I was supposed to read this as flattery, because Johnny looks... I mean, I love Johnny, but he's terrible physically.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I voted for the man, but you have what
have
I would
you?
Say...
You did actually vote,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah,
I love
2 weeks
that.
Running. You have what I would call an abstemious glow about you, a very good skin.
Ooh.
Johnny looks like he's been around the block a bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. But the only lookalike... Anthony Cotton was one of my other lookalikes from Coronation Street, also a homosexual.
Oh,
now,
right.
What am I to deduce from this? Well, it isn't difficult to work out. Actually, I don't know if Johnny is. I'm guessing. I don't feel it's a shot in the dark, to be honest. But anyway, no. I like the bit this week when Louis Walsh kept in the mad kitty instead of the big woman.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Sammy was it? I think she got the royal boot.
Sammy, who looks like Richard III gone to seed. Yeah, and he kept in Kitty, and he could tell he looked at Sammy in a way of, "I must keep in Kitty, or she'll kill us both." That was. Oh, I love all that. I love it. Why are people so snooty?
I wasn't being snooty.
The cockerel wouldn't look down his little beak at anyone.
Oh no, I'm not a snob. I'm fine with it. You can enjoy it. I just feel a bit left out.
It's that look you give me when I talk about it. It is. I can't cope with it.
Maybe I'm just not into singing competitions either.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, that's part. Like, if you're going to go past the emotional manipulation, you probably should be interested in singing competitions, as you are.
Yeah.
And I'm not that
interested. What are you interested in? Come on, give me one example.
Don't mind a bit of dinner, do I? I like food.
Well, there's enough programmes with that on. Let's face it. Absolute Radio. Frank Skinner. This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Alan Cochran. You can text us on 8 12 15 about anything. I mean anything.
People have. Somebody's texted about remembering names. If in any doubt, use the multi-purpose names. For the older person, it would be boss, chief, love or darling.
Boss is a good one.
Oh, Sweeney, that.
All right, boss. For the younger person, go with sunshine, geezer or gorgeous. I'm suspecting that this guy's a geezer. And for anybody you used to work with but whose name escapes, you go with allo, mate. Allo, mate.
People don't like mate now, I find.
Yeah.
I hate men calling their children mate, which I've heard before. I had a man saying...
I think should be able to remember their names.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be a certificate somewhere if you're absolutely pushed.
A certificate.
No, it's just a real affectation. I can't bear it.
Well, I walked into a clothes shop once and one of the young assistants said, yes, mate. I just walked straight out of it. I don't want to wear these clothes. I'll be forever tarnished by your informality. I don't like clothes tarnished by informality under any circumstances.
No,
certainly not for formal wear. It's my worst tarnish.
Yeah? What's your second worst tarnish?
I'd rather not have old snap.
Shop soiling. Whatever happened to shop soiled?
You should shop get soiled?
Yeah, sometimes in clothes shops you'd see a little thing labelled that said shop soiled and it'd take some money off.
Oh, yeah. And seconds. You get seconds on markets, don't you?
You do.
Seconds. Well, I do, yeah.
On the duelling stall.
The duelling stall.
Yes.
Somebody's texted, 228 has like texted.
I don't like sloppy seconds.
Oh, no.
Well, I get what I can take, like.
Morning, Frank and team. Thanks for the reminder on the clocks go back. Completely forgot.
See, I've changed someone's life.
It's a civic duty, this, isn't it? Just as much as a radio
show. That bloke
show.
Would have probably missed Mass.
That bloke is Lisa.
That bloke's currently operating under the name Lisa.
Yeah, well, he'd have missed his operation.
Yeah. All right, mate. All right, mate, Lisa.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, nice, babe.
Babe has become, for boy or girl now.
Really?
Yeah, you can say babe as a bit of a light-hearted thing to her. Oh. I don't think you can. Don't do it at home.
I don't think you can.
I lost nerve.
A shop assistant did it to me once.
Called you babe?
Yeah, she went, I won't say the name, actually. Why should I give her free advertising? She called me, she went, all right, babes. Call me babes?
Yeah, that's ironic.
They call them... Men call each other love in bits of Huddersfield. All right, love.
I'm intrigued by bits of Huddersfield.
Part, I can't remember.
Bits of Huddersfield.
I can't
A novel by Bella Bainbridge. Oh, I haven't done that for a long time. You know what? Felt good.
So, Frank, I'm rather stiff with stress. Halloween. On Monday night. I think Frank and I
it's
are
another
both...
Cockerel sigh. He disapproves of Halloween as well.
No,
just dinner. You can't just build your life around dinner.
BFM does.
I don't disapprove of Halloween.
Well, you see, Frank and I have both been invited to the same party, haven't we?
We have.
It's a celebrity party.
Is it?
Well, I say celebrity, it's a dear friend. It's it's Jonathan Ross's party.
Well,
it's quite the bash.
You've name dropped.
Whang.
Oh, yeah.
But what are we going to do? Have you got your costume?
I know you get me back for Chico.
Have you got your costume sorted?
I'm going as Purple Aki.
What's that?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of putting a stocking over my head and going as a very, very badly deformed leg. What do you think?
I think that's horrible.
I can't believe I've named it Purple Aki.
Who's Purple Aki?
I can't go. It's a terrible story. It's really not breakfast radio stuff. No, don't. No, really don't.
No, I won't. Frank, will you tell me in the break? But what am I... Okay, I have a problem with my costume. The first problem is when you find out... What I am going as, I don't think you'll ever talk to me again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Is that
I'm honestly not joking, Frank. I think you're going to have a major issue. I really do.
You're not going as my ex-wife.
Couldn't get the makeup.
Happy for her to go. She's a nice person.
You're not going to like it, Frank. The listeners can guess what it is.
Is it religious?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Is it,
it's something you hate.
Is it Mick McCarthy?
Bob Geldof.
I don't... Can I say I don't hate Bob Geldof?
It's your worst nightmare in so many respects.
Oh, okay.
I might not reveal it yet, quite yet.
Okay. I am very, very intrigued by that.
I had a bit of a sleepless night about it. I'm so worried about your reaction. I think it's potentially friendship destroying.
Are you going as the Brits? Well, that's... I don't know what to make of that now. I'm thinking of injecting myself with dysentery and going as Johnny from X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I need to lose maybe 3 stones.
Hang.
I love Johnny. He's my favourite. I hope he wins.
Mm.
Beautiful,
high-pitched. I was invited to a Halloween party last night by my show business management, even though they knew that they had booked me for a theatrical engagement and that I had a Saturday morning radio show. And the previous year they had a Halloween party and they'd already booked me for Bristol. Do you think they just don't want me to go to their party?
They don't want you to come. It's a pity, because you only need the bolts.
I only need the bolts, and I do have a Frankenstein look about me.
This is the theme tune for Brummy Mummies. Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner. That's the four. I'm a mummy.
Mm.
I'm a mummy. It's sort of apt, isn't it, for the Halloween sort of horror-y. Woof.
It is.
Ooh, that's what I was doing. Tell you, what I feel sorry for at Halloween, emos and goths. Mm. I just look at people thinking tourists. This is my.
I know what you mean. This is what I. Yeah, when I was a when I had a drink problem, I used to be like at Christmas and New Year's Eve. Where were you guys? Where were you guys for the rest of the year round? No, I can't get served. Is that fair?
I always feel like that when fat people see me in the chippy. Like, yeah, tourist. I'm having a takeaway now. It's like, yeah.
I think it's nice for goths and emos because it's their gaff, their rules. The one day of the year when it is.
I saw an emo doing the walk of shame this morning. A goth that had obviously been not a goth, like somebody at a Halloween party. Going home the next day in the previous night's clothes.
Oh, I wondered what time he'd left.
Yeah.
I went to see Alice Cooper interviewed about his horror movie influences last night at the BFI, and there was a lot of the crowd had made the effort.
Oh, had they?
One man had he had a leather coat with bat wings and a spinal cord sort of stuck to the back of the coat.
Yeah.
I have to say there was a bit of a hint of matrix, but I thought he got away with it because of the wings.
Nice,
but it was touch and go there. Mm. But yeah, I was actually a bit frightened. I really love the idea of being into horror films, but I find them a bit frightening.
Yeah,
And Kat's away for the weekend, so you know when the Kat's away, and I knew if I I knew I'd go home and being on my own and be a bit frightened. It's as simple as that. I got frightened this morning by my own charity mask on the door. I had to paint a mask for charity. And I hung it on the door and I thought, it'll dry off there. Mm. And also, I won't forget it in the morning because it's on the door. So I went into the corridor. Oh, my God. And so that's the kind of wimp I am.
So Frank, re-Halloween.
Re-Halloween.
I don't think I'm going to tell you. I actually don't think I'm going to tell you what my costume is, because I'd like it to be a surprise.
Well, if it's something I really, really hate...
Yeah, but then it'll make the evening fabulously scary. In some ways, it's a dream Halloween.
Mm. OK. I had to do a thing. I had to do a trailer for the BBC this week about things I hate, because just had to list things I hated. And I rattled off loads of stuff, and one of them I did was I hate that part of Strictly Come Dancing when there's dancing... And they said, you can't say that. Because it's a BBC programme, it's disrespectful. I said, I love Strictly Come Dancing. It's only those bits.
Mm.
You know, it's like Licorice All Sorts. It's only the All Black Cylinder I don't like. I love the others.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they wouldn't let me do it, so...
So did you think to yourself, fine, I will take this to commercial radio?
But you know what I mean? You don't have to love every part of the show, surely.
No.
Some might see that as an essential ingredient.
The dancing.
Did you see...
Come dancing.
I don't want to take us back to reality TV, but I'm going to. Did you see Russell Grant's interview on Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
Don't give me that look, Alan.
No, I like Strictly. I'm all right with Strictly.
Oh, OK. He... he said, so many people have come up and spoke to me just lately. He said, and I'd just like to thank this programme for putting me back in contact with the people. It was one of the best expressions of someone whose career has gone down the toilet and come back again I've ever heard in my life. He said it as if he'd lost the public's phone number and now got it for putting me back in contact. Oh, Russell, I could have cried on his behalf. Instead, I chose to laugh. That's the kind of person I am. I don't feel proud about that.
Now, Frank, there's been some royal news this week.
Royal news.
I might sound a bit like Sandy Warne when I say that. But
you don't sound that good.
No. Oh, well, who does?
She's got the best news
she
voice
really
ever.
Has.
Ever.
Now, there's this book, and it's exposing secrets of royal life. When I say secrets, it's not sort of, you know, under the covers secrets.
No.
It's more the little details, which I like Prince Charles has his shoelaces ironed. I love to know that.
I respect him for that, because I've got a bit sloppy on the shoelaces front. I must admit, I'll buy them. They're in the shoes. I just leave them in there, you know, and I never take them out and give them a once-over.
And he doesn't tie them up himself, does he?
No.
I tell you what I don't like. You know, you buy shoes from a shoe shop, and there's a sort of lace in now. It's a sort of... it sort of goes in rather than... It's like ingrowing shoelaces,
right.
If there is such. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of, they've sort of threaded through, so everything's going inward, so you can hardly get the...
Yeah.
It's a hidden lattice effect.
Is that, it's like unpicking a recently stitched wound. They are so... And we'll come back to the royals, I think.
Yeah.
Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner.
So, Frank, we were talking about the royal family.
You were.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
And we were talking specifically about there's secrets come out about them. Well, my idea of exciting secrets, which is Prince Charles has his shoelaces ironed.
Mm-hmm. He needs to just get some Velcro ones like my little boys.
But as the Cockerel was saying, he doesn't put his shoes on. He doesn't undress himself. It says he has three men to undress him.
Yeah, brilliant. Join the club.
Is that all right?
He just stands like that sort of thing.
Oh, no, he won't raise an arm. No, they had to cut the whole thing off him with garden shears.
Did you? I also read...
Burn it.
Prince Philip is considered amongst the staff, he's the most highly rated.
Oh, I like
of
that,
all the royals.
They have a league of shame for the best royals to work
but
for.
But do you know why that was? Because he turned up himself to his chauffeur's funeral and didn't send a representative.
That's nice, isn't
it? Yeah. I must say, that is the height of sentimentality.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I always send a representative to a funeral.
When my last chauffeur died, I just sent a card.
Did you?
I didn't like him much.
No, I know what you mean.
I like the fact that the
I was
the
glad
royals...
to see the back of him. Oh, no, actually, I only ever saw the back of him.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because is it the Duke of Wessex, or I don't know.
What used to be Prince Edward?
Yes, exactly. What used to be Prince Edward? Earl of Wessex.
I don't like the way they do this thing, like, they call Sophie Wessex. And so like Eric Morecambe is what it's like, or David Essex.
Yeah.
Like William Wales.
I would be Alan Glasgow, if that was the case. Well, if it's done according to his birthplace.
Yeah.
Anyway...
I'd be Wes Bromwich. Carry on.
The Earl of Wessex, EOW, he insists that the chauffeur faces forward at all times.
I have heard that.
That's drunk on power, though, isn't it? Like... You could go a step further and just insist that he wears a neck brace and blinkers, couldn't you?
Like, yeah, but I mean, it's a bit scary. It must be a bit scary at junctions. Can I just look a little bit? No, Kev, straight gone.
Yeah.
Let's risk it. One day you'll say, hold on, have you got a mirror in there, you sneaky? No, sir, we have to... Oh.
And I like, when the royals want to get rid of you, did you read that as well? Apparently, they have a little system. They have a little code with the butler.
They call it beheading, don't
no.
they?
Oh, right.
No, but, not Frank, they have a system to... And the butler comes in and says, I believe your car has arrived, madam. They've signalled in some way. But you see, you didn't have that. Prince Charles just said, I'm off to bed, and wandered up the stairs when you met him.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he actually just walked up to bed.
He said, you don't fancy helping me off with these tweeds. He said, well, do you mind helping me recede the tweed? Nice. I said, get off me. When Diana said there's three people in this marriage, she didn't mean... She meant these three blokes that come in and undress him in the night. Yeah. And apparently he just sleeps in a naval tunic, nothing else.
But, a naval tunic?
Yeah, just like Donald Duck.
All right.
Just wears a small naval tunic to the waist.
I like the thing that they've got a pool there, and if the staff are swimming in it, they have to get out if a royal wants a swim. And if they want a swim and a royal's already in there, then they can't go in unless they're invited. I just think that's a bit sad, really, isn't it? If you're the royal family and you've got a swimming pool, why not have a rule that if you want a swim, all of the staff have to also have a swim, and they have to bring in a beach ball and like put a wave machine on? They could have some actual fun with it.
Go a bit
they?
Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say all the staff had to put snorkels on, stand on the bottom of the pool, and then just pass me up and down doing lengths, so I don't need to swim at all.
You could have a bit of fun with it, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can. I'd love to find out that the three people who undressed him was Rod, Jane and Freddie.
Frank Skinner. Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
Frank, we've had some texts in.
Good.
Yes. We've had extraordinary text from 508. Morning, Frank. I met you in a bar in Mallorca 7 years ago at four in the morning.
4 in the morning.
You were with your friend who had been to prison.
Prison?
Mm. This is from Mr. Yeah. Spy Genius, although you knew me as Matt. P.S. Off to see Alice tonight at Ali Pally.
I'd like to have seen Alice, but it's a late kick-off at West Bromwich Albion. I'll never make it back.
Who's this friend who'd been to prison? David Baddiel?
Well, yeah, I'm a bit confused about this because I've... where was it at?
This was in a bar in Mallorca.
Okay.
At four in the morning.
Al-Sudia.
Oh, dear. Aren't they a well-known terrorist organisation? I've never been to Mallorca in my life, which is one of the problems here.
That is definitely one.
Yeah. I'm not saying that this didn't happen, but it didn't happen there. Have I got friends who have been to prison? I probably...
Yes, you have.
Frank...
You see, this is
Stephen
interesting.
Stephen Fry, obviously. He's a big mate of mine. We're
cellmates.
We arm wrestle professionally as a tag team.
Frank, but it's interesting that this guy's done this because he sounds fairly definite that this was you.
Yeah.
And I actually had a cabbie yesterday.
Hold it, could it have been Johnny from X Factor? Because I'm getting a bit fed up with this. The confusion is getting...
It's plaguing you, isn't it? It's plaguing you.
My cabbie yesterday, lovely guy, Dazza, ex-fireman, he said, we were talking about, he was talking about Ben Elton, and he said, yeah, because he's...
ex-fireman, I bet he's good at pool.
Mm. Oh, he's quite nice looking, actually.
Really?
He said, Ben Elton, yeah, he's David Baddiel's father. So no, he's not, Dazza.
That's a showbiz secret, which I don't know if you should have
read
out.
I said, I don't think he is.
I think he is, isn't he?
I don't think he is. He seemed convinced.
Now you come to mention it, I think he is.
And Elton is his father.
Yeah.
Do you think this is like a modern version of everyone thinking that Stan Laurel was Clint Eastwood's father?
Yeah, it is. it's an urban myth. That's what that is.
We've had another text in. Emily, are you going as Phil Spector to the Halloween party? That's from 104.
That would be good because you could, you could whip out a revolver at any point and everyone would be face down on the floor, which is my kind of party, might I say.
Absolute Radio. Frank Skinner.
Frank, we've had a text in and the subject line is Valhalla. Now, I always like a text with the subject line Valhalla.
Yeah, I was saying that there's a woman I knew who was a bit terrifying. She was called Val and I remembered her name because Valhalla was hell.
Mm.
But I was wrong, was I?
Au contraire, my friend. Peter Rind, who I very much like the sound of, says...
I bet he brings home the bacon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete, I know you've heard that one before, but not everyone has.
It's spelt in a more sort of Germanic way.
Okay.
Valhalla is not a form of hell, but heaven. If a Norse warrior dies in battle, he goes to a hall filled with food, drink and large-breasted women. Oh, it's like Absolute Radio. Not bad, really.
Well, fruit, drink and... Yeah, I've made a terrible fool of myself. But all those years I read in Thor comics, and I thought Valhalla was hell. Turns out it's heaven. I'm stunned. No wonder I couldn't remember Val's name. Mm-hmm. She was completely out of place in paradise. Oh, well. What else?
I was going to ask you what we thought of the week's T-shirt slogans. I don't know if you saw that there was quite a lot of T-shirt slogans. Mario Balotelli, when he scored his goal against Manchester United, lifted his shirt up to say, "Why always me?" I don't know if you're aware that the previous day the firemen had been called to his house because he'd nearly burned
his bathroom
down. Although apparently it might not have been him, it was his brother and his mates mucking around and stuff. But "Why always me?" I really liked, just because of the... I like how concise a sentence it is. It's almost like philosophy, isn't it?
Why always me? Yeah, I don't know if it applies to arsonists.
I don't
generally.
Think he's not... Well, certainly couldn't be an arsonist on his own house.
If you set fire to your house, I think it's a bit... Why always me? Why bring that up?
Well, the thing I like about it is the sort of mystery. Does he mean "why always me" that scores goals, or "why always me"?
No, I think he was, because he's a bit of a bad lad, isn't he?
Bad lad.
Oh, well, I liked it, because when they asked him about it afterwards at some press conference, he said, "I want to move on and focus on my family and my girlfriends," which I thought was a brilliantly dignified statement.
Yeah, he's a Mormon, to be fair.
he is like a sort of a walking example of how young men might go a bit mad if you give them loads of money. Like, he's 21.
But to be fair to him, he's filmed a firework safety campaign this week.
Good
which
on
is
him.
Respect to him. He's actually quite a nice bloke.
And he's apparently said, it was the kit man's idea. The kit man said, "Wear a T-shirt with "Why always me."
Blame the kit man.
I think the rest of the Man City team might have been wearing T-shirts saying, "I'm with stupid," and he just didn't know. But it did get me to thinking, what do we think of T-shirts?
The OC was wearing one of those. You know those Muhammad Ali ones everyone's wearing now, with Muhammad Ali's name written on a curve on the chest? The OC had one of those on when I was interviewed the other day.
I've not seen that, no.
Made my David Hay T-shirt look a bit slightly tragic.
Well, I was walking in the street the other day.
I feel like I should be playing three-chord accompaniment to this.
I saw an incredibly camp man. I mean, incredibly camp. So camp.
Did he look a bit like me?
Possibly.
Was he filming Yorkshire Dales?
yeah. He was possibly the campest man I've ever seen. Okay. And he was wearing a singlet that had the slogan on it, "I think he's gay," and an arrow pointing to one side.
Oh, that's good.
Which I really liked. I found that's it excellent. Very funny, because it was so obvious that he was. And I thought, you have to be
obvious.
Quite... No, honestly, he was so camp. It was unbelievable.
I've got one that says, "My girlfriend went to Ibiza and disappeared after a dispute with a local donkey hire firm. The police have done their best, but..." And then .. Anyway, what else? Imogen.
Imogen, she had one as well. Did you see hers?
Imogen, Ryan Giggs, Imogen.
Well, she got the words the wrong
moving
way round, I think.
Yeah.
Well, hers said, "Moving out, moving in, moving on." Surely you've got to move in before you move out. She's got that. She's all confused. She's not the brightest.
Moving in on a boyfriend near you is what it should have said. What about that?
Well, she should have gone for, like, Frank's, moving on up or something.
Frank's got quite strong views on Imogen, Thomas.
Yes, I don't. I don't like the disruption of Premiership football. Whenever I see her, as like a bad winter in that respect.
I'm not a fan of a slogan T-shirt, to be honest. Frank,
I was
over 30.
Over 30.
NOT, not over 30.
I don't know.
I think it's a bit undignified.
When I hit 50, I started wearing one with my blood group on it. Thought that was a good idea.
But we should maybe get some merchandise ones with catchphrases of the show, like...
Is that
Peter the Wild or something?
Peter the Rind?
Peter the Wild.
I am.
Or Frank Skinner. He's worked with them all, you know.
On the on the Welsh theme, by the way, from Imogen, I worked with Gabby Logan last week. The week before? And she was talking to Greg Wallace, you know him from MasterChef. And they were talking about the upcoming rugby semi-final with Wales. Wales and whoever it was they were playing. And France, wasn't it? Yeah, France.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm desperately looking for an excuse, you know, to support Wales, to justify supporting Wales in this game. And he said, "Well, your dad's from Wales, isn't he?" And she said, "Yeah." "Oh, I know he represented Wales in the Commonwealth Games." Hold on! That's a fair reason, isn't it?
Definitely.
Gives you a certain involvement in it. Lovely. Anyway, Not the Weekend podcast, our other show thing, only available online, is available from Wednesday. Mark Crossley is up next. It's been beautiful talking to you all, as ever. And if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back. Actually, will it be at this time next week? It'll be like this time next week, minus an hour. Mm. What about that for a bit of a mind bender? Ta-ra, a bit.
Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner.